This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm joined this morning by ULM President Dr. Nick Bruno. Welcome to KEDM. And you've got some exciting news, potential news for Monroe and the ULM campus.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. We do have some exciting news, and we have some exciting opportunities. You know, there's a lot of work that still has to be put into this project, but we are looking at recruiting a nonprofit, private medical school to our osteopathic medical school to locate and partner with ULM. We have signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding to begin the serious negotiations, whether we're able to lure them or not. And we're actively engaged in that, and both parties are very serious about this process.
So not a done deal, but we're in the negotiating part of the phase.
Not a done deal. It is a negotiating thing. There are a couple of items we have to deal with, and we're exchanging information constantly because they have certain things for their accreditation that have to be met. Certainly, we're looking at facilities that they need and where that might go and the cost of renovation to meet a medical school's demand. There are a lot of details, more so than I had expected.
How many potential students could this impact here?
Yeah, they would accept between 100 and 115 per class. So they would always, once open after the second year, they would have 200 plus students here on campus at all time, and 200 doing clinical rotations out in the communities. So total of 400, just like our pharmacy program is.
Talk to me a little bit, because I know what an MD is. What's a DO, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine? What's the difference?
Well, there's very little difference, actually. An osteopathic physician is more into holistic medicine, the touching, the movement of muscles and so forth, along with, they can prescribe medications there. They can specialize. We have DOs in this community that are orthopedic surgeons. We have DOs that are OBGYNs, and we have DOs that are family practitioners. They're very good family practitioners because that's where their roots were and are. So they the focus of this will be primary care physicians. However, specialties will also be pursued by those students according to their preference.
Is there a I know it's potential, but is there a timetable yet that they've said we'd like to have this in place by a certain time?
The first goal that we have, or that they have jointly, would be to accept students in the fall of 2019. That's a pretty quick deadline or a goal. They feel comfortable that it can be met. We're pretty optimistic about it. If all the details can be worked out, then it could be as early as fall of 19, no later than fall of 20.
Now, would these folks coming to this medical school, would they get some of their prerequisites through some of the ULM programs that exist now with some of the health sciences stuff?
They would have a four-year degree, as are the pharmacy students, and then they would apply to medical school. We're certainly exploring a lot of different opportunities, the possibility of a three-year undergraduate moving right into that, or a three-year and the first year of medical school count towards a degree, as we do in pharmacy now. They get a pharmaceutical sciences degree after they complete their first year of pharmacy school. So there are a lot of different discussions going on, but generally their bachelor's degree would be done here, again, in biology or kinesiology, or much as our students do now. But it would give them an opportunity to stay in the area if they so desire and apply to this medical school.
I was speaking with someone yesterday about this because we were talking a little bit about it. And I guess one of the big deals is it would potentially bring a lot of doctors to Monroe. And, they were kind of hopeful that some of those folks would stick around and make this their home in their community, which would be a great thing.
It is potentially a huge economic development boost for the region. If you look at Arkansas State in Jonesboro, they established a similar program several years ago, and they took their first class this fall. And work and research that we've done, it's just been overwhelming. The impact it has had on that community. The same has occurred in Hattiesburg with William Carey establishing a medical school there 7 years ago. A really exciting time, and the potential for not only bridging the healthcare gap that we have, but also dealing with the issue of economic developments, the number of homes, the number of students that come here. You know, potentially we could have 400 new students, plus we expect an increase in our own population as a result of students being interested in being around a medical school.
All right. That's ULM President Dr. Nick Bruno. Dr. Bruno, thanks for coming by this morning. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to stop in. I know you've got a lot going on today, but potentially sounds like a super great news and great job if we can land this thing.
Well, we're going to work hard, Corey, to get it to the finish line, and if we can, it will be just a significant impact, particularly on the region. But it being housed here at ULM certainly would give us an opportunity to enhance our health science programs that's already very powerful.
All right. ULM President Dr. Nick Bruno, thank you for stopping by this morning. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM and KEDM2 Monroe, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.